July is not in.
And
July.
You may continue as long as you can.
Oh, well, you're over there, aren't you?
Let's start this animal. We only have 58 minutes before executive session.
No. So did Mona Lisa's call
me? I'd like to call the Taney County Commission meeting back to order from recess. First order of business is agenda request review. Jim, are you off your medication?
No, sir, I'm not. Thanks for asking.
Oh, did we want to take Ms. Helen first? Is that
yes.
Let's do that. Let's jump over to a staff departmental update with the treasurer.
Okay, this is just a semi-annual report that I do every 6 months. That was a little joke, see if you caught it. This is as from January 1st, 2012 till June 30th, 2012. It just shows the total funds that we have, and then it's broken down into certificates and agencies, all my investments. And the report that you had that's attached shows you what lines, what funds those are in, what the $50 million is in. So
the only question I had for you off the air was, we have one line item that's a negative number. It's because we did an adjustment when it came to the budgeting process, and that's why it's a negative number, because it's coming out of a different line.
We made a new line for your bonds. A new fund for the bonds, and when we did that, we didn't switch the beginning balance of the bond revenue over to that 585 line that Rick made. So it showed that we had spent more bonds out, refunded more bonds than we'd actually taken in. That's
which
not
is
the
not,
case.
Which is not true.
So we caught that as of the end of June, and so in July we did transfer that money over, and I think right now we probably have around $150,000 in that line.
So the majority of this, Helen, is in sewer.
Mm-hmm. All right. The sewer, as of the end of June, is $28,669,000. As of the end of December 2011, we had total cash investments of $48,496,000. And right now we have $50,015,000. So in that 6 month period, we have been able to. And sales tax has been better than we thought would be for the first 6 months of the year. So not much, but little.
Yeah, 2%.
And that's all. This is just something I, you know, per statute have to show you every 6 months, and just have it sprinkled into the minutes that I did turn it into you.
Do you want a motion, Ron, or you just want to? Well, if we do a motion, just that we have received and accepted the final settlement.
Motion that we have received the semiannual settlement statement from the treasurer as presented, and you can have that.
Second, motion has been made and seconded that we receive the semiannual settlement statement as presented by the county treasurer. Discussion? Helen? This does not include any of the special funds of the different elected officers, does it?
Yeah, if you go on over into
multiple pages back there, yeah.
I think it's the third page back. Yeah. The heading says Taney County, total Taney County Treasurer's Funds. They call them Treasurer's Funds because it used to be that we could write checks out of this as requested by the different offices and per statute. The Prosecutor's Fund, Land Surplus, Unclaimed Fees, the Flood, Forest, all of those are what we call our nine accounts. And those are the special funds that the...
But my question is, these are not included in the total figures that you gave us.
Yes, they're in the
they
50
are?
Million. If you go all the way back to the back, the first fund, just the Taney County funds, have a balance of $48,825,000. There's not a lot.
And the treasurer funds is what you're saying, all the special funds.
Right.
The
treasurer's funds is what we call the special funds, even though none of them are mine. We only have $1,189,000 in that one.
Well, that's okay.
See the very last sheet. Look at your very last sheet, Ron,
right.
And it'll show $48 million. Okay.
That's what it also shows on the third sheet. So my question, my point is, it's not. I don't see that it is included in the 48, 825, 860.
Oh, not in the 48. It's included in the 50, 50. Million.
It's
oh,
in the 50.
15, yes, because it only is 1,189,000. So it's included in your total.
So we have elected officials, special funds that's outside of the purview of general county revenue,
mm-hmm.
that is almost $1.2 million.
Mm-hmm. And it used to be outside, you know, but right now even the money that comes out of those funds, we run through accounts payable. There's nothing paid out that's not run through accounts payable right now and requested. I should have given these to you earlier and let you absorb them before we started talking about them.
That's all right. It's as you said, it's something that we're to spread upon the records.
A lot of the 9 accounts are what we call treasurer's funds also are just pass-through accounts, school funds, fines.
It's a negative number. Well, yeah.
Which one?
I was looking at the
second last page, Helen.
Mm-hmm.
You have a expenditure in brackets. Does that mean it's two negatives? Means it's a positive?
No, what it is, that's the city's fund. The money came in the end of 2011. That's the money that comes in. That's just a financial institution tax. It was spent out the first of the year, came in the end of last year, and those funds don't carry over. We can put those funds in there. That's what we spent out to the cities. It's one of those pass-through accounts. The money comes in as financial institution tax and goes right back out, was put in there.
But my question is, it's in brackets. All the other expenditures are in not brackets. So is that just a typo, or does that show that you have a revenue in an expense line?
But my question is, to further on that, you've added those two numbers together, and if you add one that's a negative and a positive, you're going to come out with less than what that total figure is.
That makes sense.
Let me check it. Yeah, it does. Now, especially what Ron says, let me check and make sure. I know that the accounting is correct as far as what we've paid out to the cities, but it just may be that we need to transfer over like we did on the bonds, PNC bonds.
Okay. So you want to go ahead and accept the report because you'll have to make the adjustment in July anyway.
Right. Well, yeah, we'll have to actually,
make the adjustment this session.
I can make it as of the end of... As in August.
Okay.
And I can bring it back to you if you'd like for me to. If you want to put it on an agenda for me to bring it back, or I can bring it back corrected, and then we can just put it in the minutes then. If you'd rather not put it in the minutes like this, I can correct them and bring them back.
I don't mind putting it in the minutes, but if that needs a correction, correct it, and then we'll put the corrected copy
okay.
in. Okay,
we'll do that.
Yep.
So accept with corrections?
Yes.
That's one of the pass-through accounts where it goes to the cities.
Okay.
Right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay.
For those of you that are here, we are short one commissioner who is serving as a pallbearer for his aunt, so Dan will not be with us this afternoon. And Nikki.
I've given you a list of 10 items that are waiting to be placed on the agenda. If you could look over those. And
let's go to the easy ones first here. Is number 6 have all the signatures required?
Yes.
So I'm fine with that going on right away. And I saw the email number 10. I think that's just a formality.
It is. They're trying to make room.
Right.
Are we required, since that particular person is the overseer of those records, to to approve destruction of county records?
We've always done it in the past. I don't know the answer to that.
I understand that. I just did not think that was the case, but...
Go ahead and...
Set it up.
Set it up. We could ask that question, too.
Very quickly on number 9. Ron, can you join us for just a second, Mr. Erickson? I had asked Ron if, in fact, he would take a look at the roof and talk to some different companies just preliminarily.
Right.
We had a number of leaks at this last rain that came in the recorder's office, 3-4 different places.
Right.
And huge amounts, and we get a lot of machinery up there. I just think that we need to move forward with looking at this. And
was it about 2 years ago that he came to us and suggested he could use some of his funds to protect his
approximately.
Yeah. Because I remember getting the bids. So yeah, I'm interested in moving forward because I know that it's not getting any better. So
what have you done to date, Ron?
Well, we've got formal requests out to 5 different roofing vendors. I'm working on a few others. One has been by today. To do an estimate, and they actually also, as they're preparing their response on a formal estimate, they also shared with me some information that they are participatory in a national contract where we could easily do a cooperative purchasing through. If, for instance, we ran into a situation similar to the monsoons that we had the other day, and we were borderline emergency, where we might not completely qualify legally for full-blown emergency and forego the bidding process, we could exercise a cooperative purchase agreement with this particular vendor and get the repairs done. What we really need to do is get the remaining estimates completed, and that way give us an idea of whether or not we're going to have a substantial, significant repair or complete roof replacement.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I'll put everything in writing and bring it before you all for a decision, again, in lieu of an emergency between now and that point in time. No emergency. So that's where we are on that.
So as soon as you have enough information, I guess just I'm fine with you getting with Nikki and putting it on the schedule then. Is that, Ron, is that all right with you?
Absolutely.
So as soon as you have what you need, just we're good to meet.
All right. I appreciate it.
Ron, I'll deal with number 5 in our executive session at 2 o'clock. Okay?
Yes.
Could you let me know?
I will. And then... number 7, we just got to do a change order, so let's schedule that on Thursday if you want. Ron, you good with that?
Thursday's fine.
Okay.
I think we don't need to hold off on number 3 and number 4.
Hold off on 3 and 4?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have, on number 3, were we trying to, the attorney was supposed to give us something?
And we don't have any additional information to this point, which is why I thought we should.
Right, it's fine. Wait. And then the attorney's going to be here Thursday, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So would you make sure that those items are on the number 3 is the attorney's ready for that? And then number 2, the agreement, you've already sent it to Frank, haven't you, Nikki, last week?
Which number?
Number 2?
Yes.
Okay. So we're waiting for that.
Uh-huh.
Just drop down to number 8 real quick. National forestry allocation. Donna? You were wanting specifically
for
Thursday?
Okay, perfect.
That is on the agenda. Sorry, I didn't publish it. Well, on your question about the destruction of records, it just has to be put up, spread across the minutes is all. There is
a motion.
A motion required.
We just need to have it, like the treasury report, we just need to accept it or put it in the minutes. Okay.
Yeah,
so you're going to come forth and you're going to
give you a list of all the records.
Okay.
We always show you the statute that goes along with it.
Perfect.
And number 1, I'm not looking at moving that forward for.
Okay.
Jim, do you have anything else?
I No, I have to listen to the meeting minutes from the ambulance district. I know they came here and I missed a meeting, and I don't know where do we leave that conversation. That's why I have to listen to figure out if there's any.
An appraisal?
An appraisal is where we leave it. Do we need?
There was also a comment that was made. Well, I shouldn't have that discussion now. So,
do we need to order an appraisal? Do we have Mr. Erickson go ahead and do that?
Yes.
I agree.
I wonder what else he's got to do.
Doesn't matter. He can write it down.
I'll talk with you about that. Anything else?
I have one other thing.
Yes.
Spoke with Ms. Schaller this morning with MoDOT.
Yes.
She indicated that you had requested a snow removal meeting.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty booked through the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
Requested first or second week in September.
But we had told her that it would probably be at least a month's time.
I thought September is fine, so.
Okay.
Whenever she can have that worked in.
Okay. Yeah, that'd
works
be fine.
Anything else you'd like?
Yeah, that snow removal is regarding 160 and 76.
Well, we're just going to go through their entire plan.
Okay.
Yeah, because their plan changed a lot. Those are the two biggest roads that were affected, but there was other roads. And we don't need to do anything of this right now, do we?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. That's all I've got.
Did anything else?
Thank you. Before you leave, Nick,
yeah.
Have you reviewed what we have in front of us as well as what was put together by
Jonas is here to help us with the
this is the one that needs to be approved prior to
that one.
Yes. This one has to wait until after the
okay.
Okay, so we just need to do that one.
Jonas, would you like to join us?
If Nikki would you go ahead and submit those for me?
You want that there or add a microphone?
Just have a.
That's fine.
Next issue is an enhanced enterprise zone.
Okay.
It's listed as update, but I think we're going to be considering an ordinance. Sir.
Yes, sir.
What we have in front of us is an ordinance declaring the area of the proposed zone to be a blighted area. And would you elaborate on that for us? That's part of the statute, is it not?
Yeah. Yes. There has to be examples of blight inside the proposed zone. And you see those five listed criteria in the sample ordinance.
Okay. Go ahead.
And not only does the county commission need to pass the ordinance, but all the incorporated cities and villages have to do so as well. And this ordinance does need to be passed prior to the public hearing. These ordinances have to be passed and on the books before we can hold the public hearing. Now, okay. I've been in discussions with the Department of Economic Development, and they are okay with us scheduling the public hearing as long as we're confident that all the municipalities are in the process of getting these passed. And so right now we're shooting for the week of September 24th or if necessary the week of October 1st to hold that public hearing. And as we've discussed in several meetings before, there are certain criteria that have to be met, certain individuals that have to be present, and you know, 30-day notice to the department, 20-day notice in the paper, and so on.
Any indication that there'll be any issues with this with the municipalities?
Not yet. Okay. I'll have a better idea tomorrow when we have our monthly partnership board meeting, which will have representation from all the cities and villages there. One update is that Hollister read the first reading of their ordinance this past Thursday. Branson's first reading is scheduled for August the 28th. I've had discussions with Mayor Chipman at Forsyth. Due to the fact that they have an EEZ already in place, there was a question if they needed to pass a different ordinance, and they do need to do so because this zone incorporates the remainder of the city limits of Forsyth. And so,
okay.
That's, and it, no indication of any issues to this point. They've all been provided the samples. I've also forwarded them the Hollister's example, and then they'll just need to customize it to their city or village standards.
How much notification do we need to give the public for the public hearing?
It has to be published no sooner than 20 days in a circulated newspaper.
Okay.
So if we pick, say, for instance, the 25th or 26th, we need to get it in the one of the local newspapers by the 5th or 6th.
And your suggestion is, I thought you said the 24th.
Oh, the week of the 24th. Yes, during the week of the 24th or the week of October 1st.
Okay.
And that's, like I said, and that may change after tomorrow. I may have a city or a village that says, well, due to our meeting schedules or how our process works, that we can't get it done by then.
Well, Jonas, have you read through what Amy prepared upstairs? Now, what she did was take what you handed, basically, and filled in the blanks. But have you gone through it?
Well, if it's the sample ordinance, yeah, I've went through it several times.
Can I get you to take just a minute? You've been through this.
Yeah, the sample provided by the state. I've not seen what Nikki put together, no.
Actually, it was Amy.
Okay.
I wish you would take a look at that for us before we proceed. Typo.
Right.
I'm absolutely in favor of it. I want to make sure that it's in order, that's all.
Mm.
Do we have a problem there?
No.
Oh. He's going to sit in for me on my walk out.
That's okay.
Tags him.
Perfect.
These are the same. She kept the other one upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the same. Yeah, I don't have a... Amy or Nikki, can you guys... One of you guys come down here to... We have some typos on this ordinance. If you can come down, we can show you which ones to fix. Is that the one you saw? Just fix that. That's the only typo I saw.
Wait for just a second until Jonas is finished.
Yeah, I don't
proofing.
I find it in accordance with the samples. My only question would be is would the commission wish to choose all five criteria or I mentioned that just due to the simple fact that item number two, criteria number two, states unsanitary and unsafe conditions.
I may not check that one.
Yeah, that's in reference.
If it's up to us, I would.
Yeah, Hollister chose not to. They chose four, and that was the one that was left out.
That was the one they left out.
Yeah,
yeah. Do we have to have it on there? Or can I take it off?
You can take. Yeah, we only need to pick one. If necessary.
That's the other second.
And
well, I don't know if I like that. We just need to have one.
Rick, you all picked four of the remaining. That's all right.
I'm curious you left one in there that I wouldn't. I'm good with this one.
I think in some cases you can think of specific examples. What we did was we cited specific examples of each. The unsanitary and unsafe conditions, I think, are generally handled by the political subdivisions from the county on down that I'm aware of on a immediate basis, so I don't know that there's a great deal of those that are out there, but I do believe some of these others. In that case of maybe the other one that was of concern was the conditions that endanger
that
life and property. We have a lot of overgrown, and I say a lot, I'll just say Hollister has several overgrown lots, and just most recently because of the drought and some things like that, we're aware of the fact that some of those derelict properties, if they were to catch on fire, would be a problem for their neighborhood or their adjacent areas. I would assume that the county has some. Actually, Jonas and I had an opportunity to take a little road trip and go over to Taneyville last Friday, and we did look along the way about different examples of this. So, but again, the statutory requirement is at least one.
If we select 1, 3, and 4, that's in no way going to impair our opportunity to receive this.
None whatsoever.
And that's what I'd be interested in.
That's what I'm interested in, too.
Thank you, Rick.
Please. Yeah, if I could have that, I'll make the motion. That way we can sign it a corrected copy.
And if I could, I just, this issue was brought up the week that we were working on the resolution to get the zone application process approved and the board appointed. This revised set of steps, so to speak, for this application process came on my desk that week. And so this was actually step 3 in the new steps to get this thing done. So, but initially I was told by the state that these ordinance would make it easier in the application process when it came to the designation of blighted areas. But we still have to show. I have to go out and take specific examples and document in the application process. It just made the process a little bit better. A little more stuff to do, but it made it more tight.
Okay. I'm going to move that we accept the ordinance declaring the area of the proposed EEZ to be a blighted area.
Okay. Second. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the ordinance declaring the area of the proposed zone to be a blighted area. The proposed zone is the EEZ zone that was created by the County Commission. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. As soon as she gets down... With that, we'll sign it.
Okay.
If you want to wait a couple of minutes, that'd be fine.
Well, either way, I don't.
Whatever
we've still
you want.
Got many weeks to go before I actually need to have it in hand to submit. So
whatever you'd like.
If you can, if she could email me a copy,
That'd
be great, and then I'll get the regular copy. I'll get everything brought together after the public hearing.
Sure.
That way we know we have everything.
But this is an ordinance that needs to go in soon.
Yeah. Right? It needs to be passed prior to the public hearing.
Well, which not just passed, but do they not need a copy of this?
No. Okay. All of it needs to be submitted along with the application, but it needs to be done.
Ahead.
All that, yeah. The criteria needs to be met prior to holding the public hearing.
Jonas, again, thank you for your perseverance. Thank you for running with this, and thank you for the good job you're doing.
Well,
appreciate it very much.
Yep. Thanks for the help.
Rick, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys, for doing this.
Save that to go with it. Hey, Mona.
Hello,
young lady. Hello, older guy. Older, I said.
Thanks a lot.
Next order of business, I think, are 2, glass recycling update, and we're going to chat a bit about the transfer station manual update as well, right? Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Mona, it's all yours.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I'm here to say thank you. We met a year ago, and we've made a lot of progress since then in our partnership. So while I call it a glass recycling update, it's really a solid waste update. Mm-hmm. And if you would advance that, please, Lynn. The city of Branson made that sign, and Scott got it up at the transfer station. Your staff and employees have been wonderful to work with. It's a very important part of this whole puzzle. Lynn, if you proceed. We already have more than 15 tons out there, and we haven't even launched the program yet.
Wow.
People wanted this. We have a dump truck out at the county shed, and it's about half full. We haven't said a word because my two bins for the Branson area are set to arrive this week, and so I don't want people already starting to bring glass to the recycle center, and we have made no announcements yet. We can't handle it there yet. But as you can, what we do tell people is the transfer station can't accept your glass, and people are going out there.
Okay.
Lynn, if you'd advance, please. I wanted to mention there are seven of us working together. Of course, the commission has provided storage for 25 tons. Ripple Glass is serving five Midwestern states, and they really made a huge investment that's made this possible. The Solid Waste District from Joplin has funded the two roll-offs that I'm expecting to arrive this week. Solid Waste District N, of whom Scott Starrett is your representative on that. They were the actual applicants. Those are on loan to City Branson. Allied Waste is hauling them from our facilities to your transfer station. The Branson Recycle Center is essentially managing the entire program, and we'll have a roll-off at our center. And then Jubilee Foods is going to allow us to place a roll-off on their parking lot as well for now. With the tornado, things have changed up a little bit, but we are proceeding. Go ahead.
Okay.
As I said, the Ripple Network is part of a five-state system, all Midwest, and a total of 50 cities. So what I'm thinking is in Branson, when people drive by these roll-offs, they'll say, oh, we already know what that is. Go ahead. And what changed was 2 years ago, Boulevard Brewing invested $5 million in infrastructure to process glass. So that made it possible for all these cities, and I just listed some of our area cities, Fayetteville, Eureka Springs, Springfield, Little Rock, Bentonville, I mean everybody, and now Branson and Taney County, as well as 50 total Midwest cities. These are usually located on grocery store parking lots because that's where everyone goes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one in a city hall parking lot and one at a bank, Lynn. And they have their own website, and if you'll look at the card that I handed out, on the back under FAQs,
mm-hmm.
it's got a bunch of FAQs, and then it's got their website. So that's why, if this seems a little hip and edgy, it's because Ripple Glass is very hip and edgy. So we're partners with something bigger than ourselves. Go ahead. And that's just two of the purple bins. Now, the Branson Board of Aldermen did not want a purple bin on the parking lot. I know, on the Jubilee parking lot, because 76 is our high-profile corridor, so ours will be a very lovely green with all the Ripple Glass decals on it, but that's why we won't have a purple bin. We're going to have a great green one.
All right.
Go ahead. This is the one posted in Lawrence, Kansas. It's very successful. Go ahead. And I wanted to talk about some other solid waste management that's going on between all of us, and that is, of course, Nestle Purina already has one of those big green bins like you see at our company. That's a Country Mart on 248, but you have one, of course, at your county shed already.
Mm-hmm.
That's taking in, I'd say that holds about 7 tons. I don't know how often they come pick it up. But and the city of Branson is not a partner on that at all, but Nestle partners up with various entities. And then this recycle kiosk, which you have at your Country Mart here, have either of you ever seen that?
I don't think I have.
It looks like an ATM, and that's why young people love it. You just go up there with all your cans and bottles, and you've got a little thing like a little credit card, and you scan your cans and bottles, and you get points, and then you win free stuff for it.
Nikki,
so that is at your Country Mart.
Is that one or two copies?
Two.
I only signed one. There we go. Thank you.
So, Jim, that's why you didn't get any cash when you used that.
My goodness.
That's up here at this, I've not seen it.
I know.
That's here at this Country Mart?
It was my job, and I didn't know we had them at the Country Marts in Branson. And not only that, Branson Recycle Kiosk were, let's see, number two in the state in terms of volume.
Wow.
I say the Branson area. They're at Forsyth, Branson West, and Branson. We took in more than everybody except Springfield.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that's a PepsiCo machine, and, of course, they get the materials, and they're skimming off the most valuable materials. Plastic is worth over $300 a ton, and aluminum is worth over $1,000 a ton, and that's what they take in. But, oh, well, it gives people another opportunity for their how they want to manage their solid waste, so it's
right.
A good thing. But they did take 34 tons last year. Go ahead. So I just wanted to review our GLASS agreement. No money changes hands between any of these entities. We have contributed. We're managing the project, and it's been a lot of work. But Branson collects and stores up to 5 tons in each of those bins. Then we haul it to the transfer station, and you're storing up to 25 tons, and then Ripple comes and picks it up. Go ahead. This is a copy of the mailer. I'm actually going to put this in the Branson utility bill. This is not for public consumption until after the first, till after I have those bins in place. But you notice there are two places in Taney County and two places inside the city limits of Branson where people can take this. And I've given Scott and I work very closely together. He's been immensely helpful. I gave Scott about 100 of these and also the PDF so that he can print. If Taney County wants to distribute any of them, I will give some to Forsyth.
Okay.
I'll give some to Forsyth and Hollister as well. And go ahead. And then I also just wanted to mention, did I have this household chemical water connection brochure last time we met?
I've seen it. I just don't know if you brought it here. I know I've seen it before.
Well, you actually have it posted on your website. And
I think we also have it up in our office.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And Taney County is a contributing partner on this in that they contribute partially for some of the disposal. But it's a very important addition in that it helps people understand that the chemicals that you dispose of anywhere except for at the transfer station, the ones that are illegal, or here, they're likely going in the ground and wind up in the groundwater. So this is huge progress for us. Again, the county's a partner on it, and if you look at the new recycle brochure, which is hot off the press from last week, you'll see that on the front it says serving the entire Tri-Lakes region. Again, it's just another partnership that we have shared and is very successful. And that's all. I just came to give you an update and tell you it's going well, and I wanted to thank your crews, which have made this possible. And I had no request until I came over here and saw how well things were going at the county shed. And you have a beautiful set of steps that people can walk up carrying the glass, which is heavy.
Right.
I need two sets of steps for my two bins. I didn't think of this ahead of time because I didn't have the bins yet. But once I saw your steps, I was wondering if the county would, if it'd be possible for them to consider getting me a couple of sets of steps like the ones you have. They're beautiful.
I would refer you to the gentleman sitting back there.
I think Randy could facilitate that.
Oh, no, he's grinning. Let him answer that.
Scott and I have already discussed that. I mean, with them type of bins and the way the doors are, and we've already been in discussion what an easy way it would be to make a catwalk of similar type where even elderly people would be able to do it very easily and utilize them.
They aren't that expensive, are they?
And they'll be movable.
You could. Oh, yeah, can you guys work that out?
Yeah, we'll get that.
Sure. There you go.
The citizens would be very grateful. I know I can't lift a whole thing of glass above my
Make
shoulders.
Sure they're colored purple.
Oh.
For the 76th strip.
I'll take whatever color you send me. That's all. Do you have questions or comments?
I'm as happy as... That's so successful so quickly.
And not even announced. Isn't that incredible?
That's amazing.
Yes, and don't tell anybody until I get those bins in place.
Oh, we won't say
a
thing.
Yeah, I mean, the whole internet doesn't know now, so.
Okay. September 1st, I think.
Oh, you're close.
It should be a go.
Okay. How exciting.
I think it's going to be hugely successful from
well,
the aspect of community participation alone. It's just, go ahead, I'm sorry, Mona.
Well, also, a lot of businesses are looking for green certification, the hotels, all the chains, and they can, and like the new Dewey Short Visitor Center, they want LEED certification, and you get points for things like, do you recycle glass?
Okay.
So that's going to feed into our local businesses, and the city of Hollister is applying for Ozarks Green Score certification, which Tantone already got and will be awarded this week.
This Friday.
Mm-hmm. And one of the questions on Ozarks Green Score is, do you recycle glass? So we're going to be able to provide that.
And is, I mean, you probably communicate with Ripple Glass. Are they surprised? Are they prepared for, I mean, suppose it's an overwhelming, I mean, are they prepared to come down here often, more often? Or
we're dropping the bucket. They're going to Eureka Springs all the time.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah. If in the future I am able to help the business community in Branson, we'll see. Right now, that's why I located a bin at Jubilee. Well, at the time, it was for citizens going to the grocery store. But
right.
I wanted something in that business district. But they still have to get it from their business.
Sure.
To, actually, I'm encouraging them to take it straight to the transfer station rather than filling the bin. But that would probably be a huge addition. But right now, I'm expecting 100 tons easy in our first year. And
I would think so.
Apparently, there's a demand.
That's great.
That's great.
Well, wonderful.
Comments, Scott?
Nope.
Nope.
He's done a good job. Yep.
That's it.
Again, that's exciting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we are pleased to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Good.
Believe me. And Randy's going to work with you. I saw the nod back there right after the smile.
He's building some steps, it sounds like.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Mona.
Thank you, Mona.
See ya. Thanks for coming over.
Scott, you're going to follow up with talk about the transfer station manual and the update.
Yep, a little bit about this glass recycling out there made us aware that we had these three issues to address with the DNR. I just wondered how you wanted to proceed on the operational manual. If you wanted to RFQs or, and I've talked to Ron and Randy about it.
We've got to a point where we know we need to update the manual,
right.
Correct?
Right.
And what we should do. We've been talking about this for a long
time. And we postponed it. I told Scott we were going to postpone it until sometime in September. I think we have a total of 18 months to fix everything. Obviously, we don't want to wait that long.
Right.
Some of the concerns that I think the bigger conversation we probably need to have before we do the manual is, are we in fact going to do anything with that building?
Okay.
Because the building, if we're going to modify the building, then let's wait. Let's get the building started, or
right.
Let's get a plan, and then do the operation manual that matches up with the modifications. And I think that's where I'd like to move it forward with is let's either have a conversation with three commissioners and yourself, or me and you, because we've already had multiple conversations,
right.
And we've had an engineering firm that we've pulled off of the project because of numerous reasons. But ultimately, we have to have doors on that thing within probably about 14 months is what we're being told. I just don't think we should write a manual. What now?
11.
Oh, it's 11?
It's July. Yeah, we're down
okay.
to 11.
So 11 months. I don't know if I want to start the manual process until we figure out what we're going to do with the doors, because we have to have doors.
I thought that we were going to do the building.
Well, we are. The challenge is now we don't have an engineering firm. We pulled back the engineering firm because they were not a, is it civil?
Okay, yeah.
Civil they had to hire a civil engineering.
Yeah.
So we withdrew, or we, in a motion a year ago, pulled them back out. What we need to do is find a civil engineering group to be
do
able
to. Do we have to go through the RFQ process for that?
Professional services, I don't know if we do or not, Ron. It's up to you.
It depends on the dollar amount. I mean, what he told me the other day is over $5,000.
So it is?
So I already got one.
For civil engineering?
That one would be for the manual. But we'll need one for civil engineering.
What I'd like to do from a civil engineering, Ron, is we've got to get this building designed that meets DNR specs. And I don't want to start a manual until we have the design started.
Yeah.
But my point is, can we do what we need to do with getting the design started so that we can get the manual?
Do we need, yeah, the question is, do we have to bid out civil engineering services?
I believe that we do.
Okay.
If you, I mean, you say you go through a selection of professional services, but that's a bid.
Well, it's a statement of qualifications. I don't know if we actually bid it.
Well, that's RFQ, though.
That's RFQ. Yeah.
So
that's what that is.
The SOQ is inherent within the RFQ.
So I think we need to move forward ASAP on civil engineering for the transfer station.
Yeah.
Before we move forward with the state with the
manual.
Because part of that whole thing was, I've been talking to that conference call, and I've talked to him twice since then, is if we're modifying the building, which is the entire parcel, and the bunker we've created, which they gave us a temporary grace on the bunker,
right.
We need to have all those pieces and parts done, the footprint done, surveyed, before because that survey is part of the manual.
See, and I think a company that would do that could also kind of incorporate the manual.
I agree.
Their, yeah.
I think what we need to do, though, is we need to go ahead and do an RFQ for civil engineering on the modification of that footprint is what we've got to do.
Let me ask a question based upon what you just said. Is it possible to incorporate the two?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You already have the RFQ for the manual. Can that be incorporated into the RFQ for the civil engineer who's going to oversee the project? Anywho, yes, no,
yes.
What do you think about that?
Then put them together. That'd be great.
Let's move forward. We've been a long time thinking about this. And the problem is putting up the new building is because if we went the other route for what they require, it's just cost prohibitive.
Well, and I don't think it's the last design was not safe. To have a big old airplane hangar door that tilts up, it was not safe.
Is it an engineering?
Engineering, because of the doors.
Okay.
The doors happen to be, we have to be able to close that entrance and be tall enough that we can open dump trucks inside.
If somebody can shoot me some specs, I can add the specs on what I got right here.
Do you have any?
I haven't been able to find anything on the specs.
We may have something upstairs, Ron. When we're done with here, I'll go upstairs and pull what we've got from the engineering firm and show you what we were looking at.
Okay.
And maybe see what they've given us. They didn't give us a lot. That's the problem.
But you guys are going to work with Jim on getting what Jim has, and then see if we can incorporate that, and then we'll move forward. Good? Now, what was that thing you had Ron doing earlier? I forget. What did you ask me?
He's doing the roof, too. He's going to re-roof the building, I think.
No, you said something else, too, about 60 and
60. You're also going to appraise some property, too, for me.
Yeah, that's the part I'm not so sure of.
I was just agreeing with what Ron said. Daddy-o. He's definitely talking about you.
He used to play the role of Maynard C. Krebs.
I see.
Scott, thank you very much, sir. Helen? Surely. We're all set.
We already voted, so he can just sign it, so we're good.
And I wasn't thinking when you asked me about that a while ago that an expense in parentheses is a positive.
See, I said two negatives and positive. So I said it. Everyone giggled at me.
Yeah, but
everyone giggled.
No, I didn't.
You didn't giggle. You laughed.
Did not.
What we do, we put it in a beginning balance, and this brings us up a whole new thing.
Right.
This beginning balance is money that Bradleyville gave us when they disincorporated back in 2010.
Right.
It's money that will never be spent out unless we... And it's actually financial institution tax money that we probably should go ahead and split out between the school, the cities that are still incorporated.
In lieu of those dollars, other dollars were...
Right. I agree.
...expended, which covered...
Yeah, that cost.
We have talked about this.
So we can put that in another line if we've expended it out somewhere else.
Nope.
Already.
Nope.
This will replace the four pages that you had first
four. Perfect. No.
It's the same total, everything. And it'll replace the first four. Where's your four? You've gone through lots of stuff since then. The totals, everything else is still the same.
Okay.
Two, three, four.
Which part are you throwing away? And this is the part we're retaining, right?
Oh, there it is. I knew that. Okay. I'm going to keep these two. And I need to do away with that. And that goes there.
Okay.
And that goes there.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Let me have all of yours and I'll make you a good one.
Can we stay in a recess for 2 minutes?
We're going to stand in recess for 2 minutes.